Let's get more business news now. Petula Martin.
Thanks, Gavin. Open banking represents a significant shift in the way financial services are delivered and consumed, according to a new report published today by FinTech and Payments Association of Ireland. But it says a number of improvements will be needed to optimise its potential in Ireland. To explain, we're joined by Michael Concannon, Head of Strategy and Development with FinTech and Payments Association. Michael, good morning. What is open banking?
Hi, Petula, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, open banking is a relatively new development in financial services. And essentially, it's a whole set of rules and regulations that means I can share my financial data, my bank data, with other providers in a safe and secure way. A great example might be, and some of your listeners will already be using new budgeting apps or digital banks, the newer digital banks that are out there, where I can consolidate all of my bank activity into one place. For instance, I can look at my OnPost account or my bank account or my credit union account and my building society all in one place. That enables me then to manage my money more efficiently. I can do budgeting and examine what spending patterns I have, etc.
Opponents of open banking say it's a security risk. What protections are afforded consumers to assure them that their financial data is secure?
The rules around open banking are essentially the same as around banking today. So there's the full set of protections that are available today. The new firms, the new providers of services in this area are all regulated by the central bank in much the same way and to the same standards as they regulate the banks. In fact, consumers can go to a very useful site that the central bank hosts called the Consumer Hub, where they can see information on the newer firms. And of course, the BPFI runs the Fraud Smart program, a very well-regarded program that helps people manage the new providers and how they should manage their money and all the do's and don'ts around that.
Are banks and fintechs in Ireland in favour of open banking?
Yes, we've seen evidence that open banking has been embraced largely by the whole industry. So although it does increase competition, it also stimulates innovation. And ultimately, that's good for consumers and businesses alike.
Are they in a position and willing to collaborate with each other?
Oddly enough, yes, we've seen that banks and fintechs are collaborating. Banks like fintechs because they have clever technology and they can do things quickly. Fintechs like banks because they've got lots of customers and they're very good at dealing in the regulated environment. So we have seen strong evidence of banks working with fintechs ultimately to improve their own products and services and their own processes and make themselves more efficient. And that's good for consumers and businesses alike.
And why do you say that Ireland is in prime position for fintechs to establish, test and scale up open banking?
Ireland is a great place actually for fintech and for establishing new businesses in financial services. We've got a wonderful talent pool because we've got a huge financial services sector. We've got a huge tech sector already in place. The Central Bank of Ireland is very well regarded as a regulator, both domestically and internationally. And we think then that Ireland is a great place to use as a test bed maybe for your products and then export those all across Europe. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the country as well. In fact, we'll be talking about this subject at our FinTech Nation event on the 20th of September, which is in the Convention Centre, Dublin. And we'll have regulators, fintechs, banks all around the table to see how we can move open banking on to the next level.
Michael Concannon of FinTech and Payments Association of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning.